Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Hey, celebrate the art of watchmaking at Zadig Jewelers Cool Watchtoberfest. They've come up with a great Oktoberfest theme where they're doing a Watchtoberfest. And it's not just that they're unveiling these awesome new specialty watches or these new watches from some of the most timeless styles and watchmakers in the world. It's not just that. They're really going all out here. Discover 2025's newest watch debuts and global novelties featuring collections from more than 25 of the world's most prestigious brands under one roof, but it goes beyond that. The Oktoberfest-inspired bites that they'll have, the craft beer, the specialty coffee, all available while you browse. Plus, on Saturday, that's on Friday, on Saturday they're going to have that. And they're going to bring Supercar Showcase with Indigo Auto Group with some of the coolest showcase vehicles that you've ever seen. And they're going to have pet adoption with Katie's Foster Fam so that you can find your forever pet as well. Zadig Jewelers Watchtoberfest, October 3rd and 4th. It's this Friday and Saturday. Timeless style, unforgettable moments. Visit Zadig.com for details.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hi. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We didn't mention Bad Bunny yesterday. I don't know anything about Bad Bunny. I don't know any songs by Bad Bunny. I don't know. Is Bad Bunny a good choice or a bad choice for Super Bowl halftime?
Depends on what type of music you like. If you never heard of him, you're going to ask the question, why are they doing this? And if you have, you're going to be like, yeah, love me some Bad Bunny. He's very popular worldwide. Here, he is a highly streamable artist.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean,
so they're looking for the kids.
Yeah.
They're looking for kids.
Yeah. And the international audience, you know, the Super Bowl is our thing, but it is an international event, and he is a big artist worldwide.
Yeah.
So I talked to Melissa Blanco from the Power station here, the Spanish-speaking station, and she asked me, she said, what do you think of Bad Bunny? I said, I don't mind it. It's no big deal. My kids know some of his music. I know, like, it crosses over. He's been in every commercial imaginable. He's kind of a funny guy. It didn't bother me. She didn't like it. He's been in wrestling too. She didn't really like it that much.
The choice or him?
The choice. And I just said, well, you know, they're doing games in Brazil, London, Dublin. Not that London, Dublin, but he reaches across the world. I mean, he's. You know, people go to massive concerts, concert venues. And I think it feels like Jay-Z, who's in charge of music, is kind of sticking with the theme of international because they're playing more international games than ever before, the NFL. I think they're doing this as much for the international appeal as they are for anything having to do with young, because it certainly skews young. You're never going to make everyone happy with a halftime show. It's impossible.
He's an actor, too.
Yeah, he is. He's funny. Did you ever see some of his skits on Saturday Night Live? He was funny.
I don't think we should disrespect the man dubbed King of Latin Trap.
Right.
Just respect him.
Do you think John knows any of his songs? I know any of his songs.
I can't tell. I've heard some, but if you told me, if you didn't tell me it was a Bad Bunny song, I couldn't pick one out of them.
I could say, I bet this is Bad Bunny.
You think so?
Yeah, my friend McCool's gone to multiple concerts.
I'm going to play a song.
Okay.
I'm going to find one. We're going to see if you can identify it as a Bad Bunny song since you seem so confident.
Okay. I won't have any problem. I know what Bad Bunny sounds like. He has a very distinctive sound to me. Well, it's pretty much impossible to fool me.
What's he sound like?
Like that. Kind of like that.
What?
Yeah.
Those weren't words.
Well, a lot of times you can't understand him.
Is it because he's speaking Spanish and you don't understand?
No, because he marble mouses Spanish. I only speak clean, clear Spanish.
Okay, go ahead. Speak some clean, clear Spanish for us.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Churro.
You just set up a food.
Churro.
Churro.
Churro. Churro. You roll your R's.
You know what
it's
they say about you rolling your R's.
Yeah.
There's you better cut
you're
it out.
You're German. Stop it. Cut the crap.
Yeah, they're more comfortable.
That one caller
this.
Got really mad.
They're more comfortable with you sounding
yes,
like
they are.
Yeah.
Tacarias Arandas.
They don't like
didn't
that.
Like, ooh, boy, that guy did not like that. He called and there was a guy who called and gave an earful to the intern who was answering the calls like, you tell him he's German and stick to his German heritage and quit all this Mexican talk.
You think it was a white person who did it?
Oh, I'm quite certain
you
based on think, the comments.
You don't think you offended a Spanish speaker?
No. Did you talk to the intern? I did. No, it was a mad white guy, and he was a country-ass white guy.
So he was upset because you were bringing that
because
Spanish
I said
talk?
Tacarías Arandas.
Oh. So he wasn't offended.
I said it like the name is. It's not an
Tacarías
English.
Arandas.
Yeah, it's not an,
yeah, but you,
it's not an English name.
Yeah, but you're such a whale.
I like men. No, I'm not. Good try. Good try.
That's not Bad Bunny.
Who is nice
Bad Bunny?
Try.
Who is it then, since you can tell the difference?
I'm not going to tell you that. You do your own work.
Okay. I don't have to. It's on YouTube. I know who it is.
You know who it is?
Simone Valenzuela.
It's Miguel.
No, it's J Balvin.
That's what I meant to say.
No,
God, I couldn't come up with his name. It's the other one I knew.
Okay.
J Balvin.
Couldn't trick you, though.
No, you couldn't trick me. I'm like, that's J Balvin. That's not Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny, my God. Like, that's more Bad Bunny.
You sound like Razor Ramon.
Why? So does he. And he's just really mushy. Like, it just, you know, but that's why the kids like him. Can't really understand him. He's a mush-mouth Latino. Hip-hop slash trap slash
the king
reggaeton.
Of Latin trap.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard.
And he's got some reggaeton that he does.
So that'll be our Super Bowl entertainment.
I don't care. Everyone's going to say they hate it. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I really like it. I hate it. Oh, yeah. Let's have think pieces on halftime again.
That's everybody. Even
that's everybody.
Put up, yeah.
It doesn't. You
I mean,
can't.
Taylor Swift was up there. Oh, this sucks.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen. Yeah. Oh, here's Kendrick Lamar. This is terrible. This is embarrassing. Yeah. Here's Whitney Houston. Terrible. Off. Here's Prince. I don't remember. We didn't have social media when Prince did it, so people couldn't complain as much.
Prince was awesome.
I know.
I don't know how you could complain. I'm sure old people complained about Prince.
Yeah, but a lot of people on Twitter it's their chance to, they don't really want to complain, but they have to stand out so they get on their complain train. But without Twitter, like if Twitter shut down forever, the world would heal pretty quickly, I think. Because you couldn't have all this hate stuff on it. You couldn't have any bots on there. You couldn't get your thoughts off and try to get your likes and all that. All that performative crap would end. But I don't think it's going anywhere. I think we're stuck with it.
Yeah. 7137, what else have
we... Now, don't get rid of Instagram.
What do you want Instagram to stay for?
Yeah.
Colombian Diaries.
So predictable.
Colombian dot Diaries.
Are you guys going to watch baseball today?
Yeah, I'll probably want to see if Scooble gets them in Trouble. I actually think Scooble could be in Trouble.
I want to see Red Sox Yankees.
Yeah.
That's always, especially when it means this much. You know, it hasn't meant much over the last couple of years. Now, this is big.
It's like SEC
Cubs,
football. It just means more.
Cubs, Padres?
Mm-hmm.
That's good baseball right
there. There's some good matchups. The Boston and New York matchup is going to be Crochet versus Freed. So that is a good one. I mean, Crochet Freed is a really, really good one. Scooble has gotten touched up just a little bit here over the last five or six games. He's had a couple that have not been great.
Yeah.
You got Gavin Williams versus Scooble. Gavin Williams is, you know, he's been okay. 1.27 whip. 3.06 ERA, he's 12-5, 170 strikeouts. He's not bad, but Cleveland, you know, the whole key is going to be can Cleveland stay relatively hot? And that's going to have to include, obviously, they're going to have to, if they don't get Scooble, they need to get him for at least a run and then probably get to the bullpen. But you got to make him work and got to make him eat up some, you know, you got to make him eat up some innings.
Yeah, that's fine. But AMC/Shudder. It's getting to that month where they start putting out all their Halloween horror content. Yeah, you can take baseball. I'm going to watch one of your favorite, Hassie Harrison, in Dangerous Animals. It's about a guy who uses sharks to kill people.
Uses sharks?
Yeah. He has
Sharknado?
No, they don't fly or anything or use tornadoes to fly. He baits sharks with human beings. And they kill the people. And he kills people with sharks.
Well, that's easy to do.
Jai Courtney and Hassie Harrison star in Dangerous Animals.
Ooh, it's not gone well for her after.
No, this is, well, it was reviewed pretty well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty good. So I will do that while you're watching, baseball, Yankees and Red Sox again. Beat it. Is Boone still the manager there? How has he survived?
Yeah. Golly, I didn't know Nick Pivetta's been this good. For the Padres, he's got a .99 whip for the year.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
And Matthew Boyd is on the bump with a 109.
Matthew Boyd almost broke down yesterday. Well, he did break down, actually.
Yeah, he was emotional.
He was very emotional about, he's like, you never know when you're going to get back here, so this is, you know, so cool. And I mean, it was actually, you
Boyd's
know,
gotten touched up a little bit, though, John, lately. Four earned runs, six innings. Two earned runs, seven innings. Four earned runs, five innings. Four earned runs, three innings. Two earned runs, five and a third. Like, he's not been his very best over the last five. And the Cubs are a small favorite in that to win the, they're small, what are they? Yeah, they're actually a much bigger favorite. I don't know about that. Cubs are 130. But the win percentage of matchup predictor on ESPN has Cubs at 60% almost, 59%. I don't know, when you're going against Pivetta, who's pitched like this, although his last two were not great. These guys are maybe running out a little bit of steam at the end of the year.
Lance, are you going to squeeze in a couple rounds at Jester before the
baseball? I played yesterday.
I know.
Going to guy, I got rest of the arm.
Oh, yeah, so he went to Jester damage, yesterday, so. John.
Yeah, I was breaking change.
He's old and can't throw a frisbee 2 days in a
Bull
row.
Bull crap, I think that's 330 yesterday.
That's why he hates pitchers, softball pitchers.
What number did you say?
I threw one 330 feet yesterday.
Wow.
A drive. Yeah, I got off.
Okay.
A football field.
Look at you.
Yeah, with a disc.
A drive.
I don't have to use
he called it a drive.
It was a drive, yeah. It was.
I could hit my gap wedge as far as you can throw that.
Yeah, of course. Now let me see you get on the disc golf
course. Since you're not breaking chains today,
yeah,
I would say watch Dangerous Animals. It's only an hour and a half. 87% of Rotten Tomatoes, so good review.
Oh, the brand new one.
The movie, Dangerous Animals.
Yeah.
And then you can get to baseball.
Hold on. That's what you're watching?
Yeah.
Dangerous Animals is a documentary, though.
No,
right?
I just told
you. That's the one you were talking about?
I just told you he uses sharks.
Oh, I didn't know that was the actual movie. I thought that was a documentary. Oh, that's actually got some good. Yeah.
Why was she
being a doc? Wait a minute. You thought there was a documentary?
No, I thought it was a Netflix doc.
A guy using sharks to kill people was a documentary.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what's he talking about?
No, I thought Dangerous Animals, the name, I saw that was coming. What you sound just sounds like some horror film that you're going to go see at a theater.
And it's 87% on Rotten Tomatoes.
But you're not going to a theater.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, then I'm thinking of something.
Catch up.
No, then I'm thinking of a different show on Netflix.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm thinking of a different.
Catch up with the show.
No. There's a different show on Netflix. I don't watch Amazon Prime. Who cares about Amazon Prime?
The
Chinese are stealing our money on Amazon Prime.
I watched
Chinese.
I know, I'm just making
that up. We watched War and Peace on Amazon Prime. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty
good. I didn't know the story.
I saw it. I watched it, too. It was good.
It was good.
I know about the book being long as hell, so I was kind of out on anything War and Peace.
Lily James is good in everything.
Yeah, and Paul Dano. He's good in it, too.
Yeah, Paul Dano's good. Are you watching Alice in Borderland Season 3?
I have not caught up on Season 2, so I'm way behind on that.
Yeah, I'm just going to wait.
You're in your Korean language bag?
Yeah, well, you know, I just have that one. I'm waiting for Carrie Curly Hair.
Carrie Russell?
Russell.
Curly Hair.
Yeah.
John, did you see? You saw Carrie Curly Hair.
I saw her.
She looked kind of plain. She looked like she wasn't trying to show out for anyone.
No, she was. And Matthew was, too. Matthew Riss.
Oh, he just calls him Matthew now.
Yeah, no, he is.
Matthew, huh?
Because he's Hollywood.
We're boys. Okay. Did you ever Did you ever go partying with Matthew Rist?
Did you tell him that he speaks
did
funny?
Did you?
Hey, why do you speak funny? Did you say that to him?
Yeah, because he talks funny.
Yeah, he talks funny. Oh. Hey, you don't sell like that on TV.
Yeah, you talk. You know what? They
they're stealing our jobs. We're so worried about people stealing our jobs.
They appropriate worse than anybody.
I have not seen ICE with the mask up ICE agents going kick him out, and he's taking a bunch of American jobs too.
Yeah,
get what's her name out. All the Australians gone.
What's
New Zealanders
in
gone.
Every movie.
Anya Taylor-Joy, beat it.
Beat it. You can listen, if you want to do it in your own language, that's fine. But no, don't come here with your American accent that sounds perfect, that fools us all. Sorry,
Idris
Elba, but you got to go, too.
Every movie now, in every show now, what's her name, the Australian actress?
Nicole Kidman?
Margot Robbie?
Nicole Kidman.
Oh, no.
Nicole Kidman's in a lot of stuff.
We need to get ice on her.
Well... She just split with Keith Urban.
What? She did?
Yes, that happened. She and Keith Urban, done.
Wow. See?
You know what? She doesn't deserve Keith Urban. Now, that's American.
What? No, he's also he's also Australian.
Oh.
He's not American.
Yeah.
He is appropriating, too.
He doesn't even try to use
American. Get that whole family out of here.
That's telling you. Get all these people who are trying to steal American country music jobs. Yeah.
He's worse than she is because at least
we
kind of know she's not one of us. But him, he's singing our music.
One of us. Look at all the stuff she's
singing
in.
Singing our music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so do we want to kick him out?
He's all our roles.
Well, he's integrating into the country music.
Assimilating.
Scene. Assimilating, yeah.
But shouldn't an American-born person be taking that role of being a country music star?
Yeah. She's taking, a minute. Nicole Kidman's taking jobs Sydney Sweeney could have.
No, they're in different age brackets. I'm not sure.
Doesn't matter. She could play older.
You don't want her to play
I'll
older.
I'll believe whatever she does.
I bet. But you don't want her to play older. You don't want her being Christy Martin, do you? She's in that role.
No, I don't want her being Christy Martin. Oh, wait. She is being Christy Martin.
I wasn't kidding. Yeah. That's her, like, Oscar term.
Yeah, that's like when What's-Her-Name was in Monster.
When that
Halle Berry.
No.
Charlize Theron. They made her ugly, and it like the makeup department had to have won 40 Oscars for that. Yeah. Like, ooh, she looks nasty.
You made Charlize Theron look ugly. Yeah, you're good at your job.
Speaking of makeup,
look, Holland. You ever see Holland? I did Waste of Time. Holland, Lioness, Spellbound, The Perfect Couple, Baby Girl. These are all Nicole Kidman.
All the time,
constantly working. Maybe if she had just stayed home. Her and Keith would be together instead of goofing around making crap movies like Holland,
which
had a lot of potential.
You don't think he's out on the road, too, being a country music star? I'm sure he's always traveling.
Sure. I'm not sure what he's doing.
You guys aren't allies. I always blame the woman.
No, I'm just saying. She's doing all these movies. Maybe.
She's got that phony accent when she's doing interviews.
Yeah. If you're going to come here, do your American accent all the time.
Oh, you don't want her to flip back.
No, don't you?
No.
It was Keith and I very much in love. I don't want to hear it like that.
I don't think she sounds like that.
No, because she's not in love with Keith. That's why. This is going to be a great movie. I'm very excited about this movie here. I can't believe we're going to do this.
I'm playing American trailer trash.
Look at me. I'm so American. How about you speak like you do in the movie, like the movie where you tricked Joaquin Phoenix into killing your husband? When you were a weather girl, that was a good one too, by the way. Remember that? Then keep that weather girl energy with that American accent. Okay, Del, we're just looking out for
American actresses.
Yeah.
Is she?
And if you're going to come over, then keep using the American accent. Look at me, Tacarías Arandas. I'm keeping it real for my client.
The story from the deepest part of who I was.
Listen to this.
That I would have enough ease with the other actors because so much of it is about.
I don't hear much of an accent.
No, that's my point. This is when she's assimilating.
Together, there's no alone when you're acting.
No, she's
you're in the scenes with other people. You have a crew around you, and all of that energy has to.
All of that.
Yeah, certain words you can hear.
She can stay.
She can stay. Okay.
She can stay. Keith's got to go. He's never even tried.
Oh, you flipped now. Now Keith has to go.
Keith's got
to
go.
Okay.
He doesn't even try to have a country accent. Like, he didn't even sound like Zach Bryan. Forget it. get him out.
He's got to go. Okay.
But I want to handle wealthy and I want to handle him. And I'm going head to town. Doesn't even sound like
that. Isn't there another Brian? Like there's a Zach and there's a Luke?
Yeah, there's a Luke Bryan and a Zach Bryan.
Which one's more popular? I don't know.
I think Luke Bryan.
If you say so.
I think Luke Bryan. And if he had been named Keith Bryan, he'd have a better shot, but he's got to go now.
Yeah. How do you know when a...
Okay.
Yeah. He was very, you know...
This is Keith.
Yeah. When we met. No, it was just very this when we met.
Yeah, I can
and
hear the accent there.
I think we've flipped a little bit in a really good way.
Yeah. In a really good way.
I'm sticking with Nicole. In a really good way. I've watched more of her stuff. Yeah, she can stay. Keith's got to go.
He's got
to go. Yeah, but I wish she'd eat something.
We're kicking
You're
out.
Always on that.
Yeah.
Eat a burger.
Eat a burger.
If you don't have Eat Vita Guerra's ass, he's done with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It wouldn't look right on Nicole Kidman. Oh. She's coming out with a BBL.
My
like,
God.
Oh, my God. What is that? This show is just terrible.
Did you see Megan Thee Stallion yesterday?
Where was she?
Who's she with
I don't
now?
Know. Go look at her Insta. Apparently.
Oh, she's going, with Clay still, right?
Yeah,
Clay,
she's with Clay Thompson.
She said Clay went to work, and then she was on. She was.
What's this?
And then she just started.
This content may be inappropriate. I tried to click it. It said this content may be inappropriate.
It's very inappropriate.
It is?
Yeah. It was inappropriate for about 20 minutes yesterday.
Was she assaulting your eyes?
Wait, where is it? I'm looking at her.
Just go to her Instagram.
I am on her Instagram, and I don't see anything
she's
inappropriate.
She's at a piano. She's sitting at a piano, and she's or standing next to a piano.
I'm looking at this. Now, she's wearing clothes.
Yeah, she's wearing clothes, but...
Why did the computer try to tell me it's inappropriate?
Okay, hotties, this is her. My man gone to work now. Y'all ready for me? Who is she talking to?
If I'm Clay, I'm like, hey.
Who is she talking to?
I think she was talking to me.
Oh, apparently.
That's called a thirst trap, John.
Yeah, she is trapping right now.
She's trapping.
There are multiple definitions of that word. She is trapping right now.
Yeah, she had me inside the cage.
Oh man, look at this. She's not actually playing the piano. This isn't how you play the piano.
No, she's not sitting down at the piano. She's posing, like leaning over it.
Yeah, I mean that was inappropriate.
This is inappropriate. Now I know why Instagram told me. Like, are you sure the NFL wants you to go here on this computer?
So he
what
to
are
go,
your intentions?
Go to it on your phone.
The computer said, "What are your intentions with this website, sir?" Nothing. I'm just trying to see. I'm trying to take piano lessons.
She's a musical artist. I thought she'd be playing the piano.
Yes, she is. She is a musical artist.
What the hell's wrong with you?
If you want to be a basketball artist, ProDunk, ProDunk.com. That's the way to do it. That is the best goal. I can't stress this enough. How good Keith Tate is. How wonderful this goal is. We had one. Loved it. Me and my wife, first of all, you know, we knew where JT was. He was in the driveway, right? His friend, they came over, you know, and that's great. I don't know about you, but I thought it was great. I love when the kids congregate at our house. I love that. And they did because we had the hoop goal. They had the one with that was moving all the time and shaking and just terrible. So they were at our house with the best damn goal you could have. They lowered it. You know, we got it when JT was young and lowered the goal, and he was just hanging on the rim, and they're doing all their dunks. And actually, you become more athletic because you can actually, you know, actually practice your different moves and different dunks and whatnot. I'm telling you, the kids will enjoy it. You lower it for them so that they can make baskets, then you keep raising it and raise it as they get older and older, and they get themselves a shooting eye, and they actually are outside having fun. You're looking for the best goal, the push of a button. It doesn't get any better. Raise it and lower the goal at ProDunk.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here, ProDunk.com.
How old is your home? If it's 40 years or older, you might need a whole house repipe. Old pipes leak and corrode. This can damage your home and give you crappy quality water. Plus, old pipes can burst in freezing temperatures. You need Aqueduct Plumbing. They'll repipe a one-story, two-bath home for only $5,500. Even if your home is larger, they have great pricing. Aqueduct has done thousands of repipes. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com or call 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238.
back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We don't have much time left. We got two segments. And the last one looks like it's going to be pretty short because you guys go on and on about Kevin Durant scooping ice cream and you're looking at Megan Thee Stallion.
This show has been a good – this show shows our potential, today's show.
Our full
potential. We got some Astro stuff. We got some Texans. We got Rockets. We got Megan Thee Stallion. Kevin Durant found other ways to shuffle money to him and through money laundering.
You wanted to deport Australians who take our jobs.
We want ICE to jump in on. It turns out we.
Yeah. Well, Dell, wait a minute. Keith Don't Urban's we have tickets to give away?
We do. To the Cougs game.
But like, what about the Greek Fest?
Not today.
I believe. By the way, I'm not coming in. I won't be here Friday, so you get no food, Dell.
Well, I'll be fine.
I am going to come in Saturday.
I'm unlike you two.
Oh, wait. You're not. Oh, you're not flying in until Saturday?
No, the services are Tuesday now.
Oh, I can go then. All right.
Yeah, you can go.
Yeah, unlike you two, I don't need to have food brought up, so I'll be fine. Lance won't be here on Friday, so John.
I eat every day at home.
I mean, it'll be fine if Greek Fest food isn't coming. I'll
Do
survive.
You stop, Dell, on the way home and pick up food?
It depends. Like, last night, I cooked for today. So I have food waiting for me. But if I don't do that.
That's always good to look forward to.
Yeah. But if I don't do that, then I will stop for lunch. But yeah, I went through
I like when I know I got something in the fridge that
it's
I can
great.
Warm
like,
up. And
you know, just cook it at 9:30, have it ready to go, and you come home and the food's right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. That's good stuff. Chris is here. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Before I get to my Astros question. Probably one of my favorite Lance, that's what I'm looking for, like voices would be old school Italian Pablo Prigioni. I know it's been a while since Pablo made an appearance, but that's probably one of my favorites back in the day. And then, Lance, did you confirm with the intern that wasn't PD that called in to chew him out about your, because it sounds like it was the old white guy.
PD wouldn't care. Trust me, PD wouldn't care. I thought you were doing a voice. I didn't know what that was anyway. That's all he did.
John, you made a comment a couple of segments ago that I wanted to get my comments in first before I said this stuff. I didn't want to make you mad, but like you said, the Astros and Jim Crane are going to spend money in the offseason. I was just curious, like maybe could you give me an example of the past couple of seasons of where he spent money? Because I know the big first baseman, I think he's like 65, the guy from Chicago, that didn't work out. And then Christian Walker, I don't really know where you're coming off saying that he's going to make some big splashes in the offseason. I haven't seen it these past 3 years.
Say it, Dell.
I think maybe the reason.
Screaming from the roof. Say your name.
Josh Hader.
Okay. So you got me there. That's one. But the other ones that I'm thinking of, the reason why he doesn't is because that's going to offend our young guys who don't get contracts and then make them want to leave. That's what's curious to see who, besides Josh Hader, you got me there, Dell. That's a great one. Who's the money that we spent to bring new fresh blood in, and I don't think I've been listening. Thanks, guys.
Fresh blood.
So I think we lost John.
Oh, is John off?
Maybe the internet went out because his picture's gone. So I'm not sure what happened to him. John can't answer the question. Big Jim Crane defender, but no. Josh Hader's the one that pops out certainly as far as guys.
Fresh blood is relative term. I don't know that. Well, you know, Christian Walker was a legitimate addition. You wanted to add some pop at a corner fielder spot. Paredes was a legitimate addition.
Came in a trade.
Came in a trade, but I mean, you know, you're talking about spending money.
Well, I guess
it's not. You're not spending as much as you'd have to pay with Bregman and.
I think Chris would say, well, you got off of Tucker, and brought in Paredes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a tricky one because Jim Crane will spend money. Jim Crane will not ever be at the, for a tier one player, he's not going to be at the top of the food chain on a tier one player. Unless you're his guy and you take an early deal, that's the only way you come. Or unless you're an older player who's willing to work on a shorter term deal, he'll pay you more. That's just the way it goes. This is not a small sample size. It is a large sample size. We know how he rolls. The Hader deal is an example of, now that is a long deal for a closer. That's a long deal, and that's a high dollar. That is top of the food chain price for a closer. But he's not going to do it in an 8-year deal. What, Hader was 5 years? So he gave Hader a legitimate long-term contract at, you know, at market value. That's rare for Jim Crane, but he did do it. But I will say, I don't know that I'm with Chris. I know where Chris is coming from. You know, will the number, and I'm not sure that number is going to be as high on his payroll. I'm not sure that's the case this year, that we'll see, because we're going to see some guys fall off the salary, you know, the salary numbers, and I don't know. Fromber's going to be gone.
Who are the guys? Fromber.
Fromber's going to be gone. I mean, you're paying, you know,
still
you're going to have to
pay McCullers and Javier.
I could see them paying off McCullers.
You think just buying them out?
For what? Why would you take up a roster spot with them? You have to pay them anyway. Just give him his money now, and if, you know, even if he's on the team, you always have to worry about when is the finger issue, when is the elbow issue. You always have to worry about when one of the guys who's taking up a roster spot is going to be hurt. If that's going to be the case and he can't stay healthy, and when he wasn't very good this year, it's been a good run. He's been here since 15. You've done a nice job, and, you know, it's unfortunate that injuries have slowed you down. But why even take up a roster spot? Why even take a 40-man up with Lance McCullers? Give him his money. He's got to get paid anyway. You know, give him his money, buy him off, and then move on. You have 1 year left, and you open up that roster spot. I guess the idea would be you slow play it, and you're paying him over a certain amount of time, and you keep him on the roster, and you hope that he's healthy. But I'm to the point where you just can't trust Lance McCullers' health anymore. Nothing personal. You just can't. It's impossible. So I don't even see a reason to keep him on the roster.
Why are we talking about this?
Because Chris was talking about Jim Crane and spending money, and why you thought he was automatically going to spend money. And Dell brought up, you know, he did on Josh Hader. And Josh Hader was a, you know, that was a market price, longer-term deal for a closer. Now, 5 is his max. You know, he's not going to go. I think he'll go 6 for a player, but no tier one player is going to take a 6-year deal.
When has Jim Crane not spent money?
Well, I think he's talking about a tier one guy.
Josh Hader is the best closer in the game.
I know, that's the one that you can come up with, where he pulled him off of somebody else. You're not going to find that with anyone else. Unless a guy takes, it's his own guy, or
Jordan,
he'll give you, if you take a little bit of a deal, he'll give it to you. Like, yeah. Altuve could have made more in the open market. Altuve's never going anywhere. He doesn't want to. Jordan wanted early money. Okay, that's beneficial to the – I'd offer everyone early money. I thought giving Javier was the right move. It just hasn't worked out because of the injuries. But trying to get Christian Javier on a discounted rate as opposed to when he got to – had he kept pitching like he did in 2022, you're – oh, my God, that was 2022.
Long time ago now.
Man, this is 3 years – removed for Javier. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Is he ever going to be good again?
And he's done nothing since then. Literally nothing.
McCullers, nothing since
To have a functional rotation in 2026, he's going to have to spin, right? who are you counting on besides Hunter Brown?
Blue ball. My boy, Blue Ball.
Okay, he's your boy. Okay.
And then also...
who else?
Jason.
Jason Alexander, you think you're going to get another one of those?
Spencer, my friend Spencer should
be
back.
Hurt?
He'll be back.
What's he down for again?
Oh, who knows what his severe injury is? You know what? I think he was actually an inflammation case.
So to have a rotation that can couple with this lineup, if healthy, to get you back into the playoffs and maybe win a title. Won't he have to pay for
elbow inflammation? Nothing bad happens with elbow inflammation.
Great. Right now, you got Hunter Brown and question marks everywhere.
September 6th, Spencer said, he just said he's not going to need surgery, and he hopes to throw again when it clears up.
And do I have to do the thing where I say, should we be counting on Spencer Arrighetti to be a number two? Should we be just expecting that even with health?
Well, I think there's a reason that most of us believe the run is over. You eventually were going to run out of top players. It's just hastened by arm injuries.
I've seen I've seen shades of number two in Spencer Arrieta, yes.
But small
a young
shades.
Pitcher, a young pitcher is going to struggle at first. Greg Maddux went up and down a couple times.
Whoa. Yeah. Let's not go Greg
we
Maddux
reserve
and Spencer
that for Jason Alexander.
Well, but I mean, it takes, sometimes
that's
it
Jason
takes
Alexander stuff.
It takes a little while. There are good pitchers who struggle at first.
Like Tim Redding.
And I think you can see that Spencer Arrieta.
What about Tim Redding? Does he have more Tim Redding than Greg Maddux? Probably.
Yeah, more than likely, because most everybody has more Tim Redding than Greg Maddux.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean that you can. I mean, closer to Greg Maddux. Tim Redding, notes are two.
Realistically, on a good team, Spencer Arrieta's a four.
Are you willing to go into next
right
season?
Right now, but Lance, he's got the potential to be.
I'm with you, but you said it takes time, and he hasn't pitched enough.
Well, let's see.
This year was a waste.
Let's see if this year. I know, and it was a stupid injury. He's in the outfield and gets his thumb broken.
Yeah, it was just fluke. There's nothing.
It was, yeah.
He didn't do anything dumb. Astros didn't do anything dumb. It was just fluke.
It was fluke.
But it still robbed him of a whole year, and now he's got elbow inflammation.
Yeah. That's the word.
So I'll ask again. Does he have to spin to have a good, a competent rotation? Can you depend on anyone but Hunter Brown right now?
No. I don't think they have anybody in the minor leagues that is that guy.
Blanco, I mean.
No, he was a one-year wonder. And
he's
got
an elbow
thing. He was Tommy Johnner.
And you know what? And the Spencer Arrieta thing is scaring the snot out of me.
Yeah.
He might not be back for 2 years.
Elbow inflammation is never good with the Astros.
No, it's immediate. And they let him sit, and then they're going to do the surgery. When the season starts.
Can you imagine if you could see him in the future and you dealt Fromber? Because you'd have picked up two plus-level prospects minimum for Fromber. I mean, you couldn't. I'm just throwing that, you know, what if. But, you know, in hindsight, the way how poorly he pitched over the second half of the season, my gosh. If you could have dumped him, and, of course, he might have pitched better for somebody else, but picked up some prospects, that sure would be nice. Sure would be nice. As it stands now, I don't know what you're doing with the pitching staff. You just have to pray that. I think Luis Garcia. So I reached out to somebody in baseball about the Astros do not have to tender. They can let Luis Garcia walk. Even though he's still got a year left on arbitration, they do not need to tender him. They can. So if you're the Astros, were you just giving them money because you like them? Or why would they even tender Luis Garcia, who won't be there next year? There's no reason. Yeah. Luis Garcia should be out of the organization after this year.
Yeah.
I mean, unless he's willing to take, I don't know. I don't even know how that would work. I wouldn't tender him. He's missed now, it'll be 3 years with the better part of 3 years with 4 years with an arm. No.
Since 2023.
Yeah.
The beginning 23, of
2023. 24, 25, 26.
Yeah.
That's 4 years. No thanks.
So you're next. Jettisoning Luis Garcia.
Arrieta and Javier are the two guys you plug in with. Hunter
Brown.
And doesn't sound like it's very loaded, does it? We went from being loaded with pitching to, I don't know how it's going to happen. Jim Crane is going to have to buy pitchers, and they're going to have to be smart with them. He probably needs to buy two pitchers, and he goes for discount. He's going to go discount shopping, so you have to hope the pitching coaches can get the most out of whatever it is they bring in.
If you're an outside pitcher and you see what's happened here, any hesitancy?
I'd say no, but
no,
probably should be.
Not when they give you money.
Well, other teams might give you money.
Yeah. But other teams have had a lot of Tommy Johns, too. It's not just here.
You think it's an Astros thing?
I don't know.
He called Brent Strom the Butcher of Bel Air.
Yeah,
John.
And I don't think I was off.
It's a cool nickname, but
his teachings remain.
More arm injuries have occurred after he left.
His proteges probably don't teach at the same level he does. And now look, it's a joke, but it's also kind of not a joke. I know what you're saying, John. They're going to pay. And as I said earlier, that's what the money's for. So guys will take the money. But if I was like 28 years old, the Astros wouldn't be my first
Rich
choice.
Rich is asking, what about Justin Verlander? Well, he finished strong. Like, I'm not doing
Verlander
anymore.
You don't like to win, apparently.
No,
you just
I want to
like
keep my
win.
Arm. That's what I like.
You just don't like
the
win.
Oh, by the way, they're not winning anymore.
Yeah.
So you can't even say
87
that.
Wins?
Congrats.
Okay.
Congrats.
12 games over 500?
Congrats.
That's winning. Go. You go be on the Pirates. Go
declining,
ahead.
Well, fine. I don't have to be a Pirate, but declining results, right? You had the ALCS, got
not
beat
anymore,
in the ALCS in 2023. In 24, you don't get out of the wild card round. In 25, you don't make the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, that's just numbers.
No, that's just reality.
Yeah. Well, we don't need that in our lives. What we need,
yes, you want to be delusional.
What we need
I get
is hope. We need hope, and you don't provide.
Wait,
any.
You got to do your thing. Are you doing your thing?
What thing?
John?
The tickets?
Look what time it is.
Oh, yeah, we got to go. What about
it's too late.
All right.
No.
Right now, caller number 3 gets 2 tickets to see the Cougs and Texas Tech. Are you kidding me? That's a game now. Texas Tech is coming in here unbeaten. So are the Cougs. TD ECU Stadium, 6 o'clock Saturday night. Caller number 3 right now. I mean, let Kelp keep the win streak alive. Let's get out there. If you're a Texas Tech fan, don't call. Don't bother calling. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets. Call 713-GO-COUGS to get your tickets today. Nothing is a bit. There's no better place to be on Saturday night than right here at TDECU Stadium. Family weekend. Bring your crew. Fill TDECU Stadium wearing Cougar blue. Cougar blue. All right. Cougs 3-0. Tech is 4-0, I believe. Let's go. This is for the lead in the Big 12. This is for first place in the Big 12. So let's go.
All right, I want to talk about Underdog Fantasy, a chance for you to win big money using your football knowledge. You watch the games. You know what's going to happen, right? Well, you think you do. You analyze it. Which running back is going to have a big day? Which wide receiver is going to get locked up? Going to get that safety belt move? The corners are going to be doing safety belt on them the whole time. You got to know these things. I knew higher than 1.5 touchdowns for Jordan Love was going to be a thing. So that was an easy one to me. They had a free gimme pick at Underdog Fantasy with yardage. You just had to go over 0.5 yards for Bo Nix passing. That was a gimme. Did you know they let you use the gimme while the game's going on? Even in the fourth quarter, you get updates like your notifications came through my phone. Just said, listen, there's only a few more minutes to get this Bo Nix freebie. And so they're basically saying throughout the game has already started. They still let you have that freebie in there. And then you have to pick two more with it to win. So, I mean, there's different ways to win. You can pick as few as two typically and as many as six picks with your Underdog Fantasy. And when I say picks, it's higher or lower on the statistics. The more games you pick, the more winners you pick, the higher your payout's going to be. But if you say, I'm just not sure on this one, play flex in. Flex means you can miss one. You can win 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4, 4 out of 5, and still win money with Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy, download the app, use promo code Lance. They're going to give you $100 bonus cash when you make your first $5 play. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See access.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_HTML for details. Consult with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Well, I got a question for you guys. Apparently, this age group is having less and less sex. Even porn, less and less sex. Apparently, there's a shortage of male porn stars. Do you guys feel like you would like to change jobs at this point in your careers?
I don't want to do that. It's not my bag. But if you don't have the hang-ups that I do, I wouldn't fault anyone for going that road if they want to do that. I mean, you get paid to do something you love, I guess.
Yeah. Is it love, though?
No, really you love to have sex. You don't love the people you're having sex with.
No, you don't know. You might love them.
Nah.
What if you fall in love?
Well, it happens. I'm not saying that porn stars don't want, or just porn actors. Not everyone's a star. I'm not saying they don't wind up marrying each other, but you don't get into it looking for love, right?
I don't think you do. Yeah, I don't think you do, but you might. You might. That might be a strange place to look for love, but, well, at least you got to start. Look, let's get naked, right? Right. I don't know. That's all. Speaking of how about this? Speaking of sausages, 58 million pounds of corn dog sausages on a stick and sausages on a stick are being recalled for possible wood pieces.
Yes, I saw that story where they've got to call all that crap back because, hey, people don't want wood in their sausage.
People don't want wood.
Well, the previous story they wanted, then. But...
You can't have your new job, Del?
No, it's not my new job. My job is the current job. I don't want that job that you suggested earlier.
Well, does Lance, he never chimed in. Does
Lance left. He refuses because he says he does a three-hour show and, you know, it's 10:05.
He doesn't. So he refuses. He left.
Yeah, he blames me for this. Yeah, like, it's my fault. But, you know, I work longer than you two anyway. So, honestly, the 5 hours is the 5 hours.
I see Mapesy back there. He's happy. He works less.
But he's here till, what, three, right? He's here till three anyway.
Oh, yeah, but he doesn't have to do this. He get 5 minutes left of your show. Anything less of your show is better for Mapes.
It feels like somehow you found a way to call him lazy and insult me at the same time.
I did. How about that? A double banger. I got a double banger right there. All right, we are done.
The coin has spoken.
Do you believe that?
That's all the things people hear besides. Oh, okay. That's a double. You're not even working, so what do you have a problem with? If he just came by and goes, what are we doing? You said you were done.
What are you even doing?
This is Del's show. It's 10:07.
All right.
You left. What are you complaining about?
I had to record something. This isn't our show. Stop trying to trick John into going long.
I don't trick him. He has a clock in front of him.
He kind of does. I'm kind of.
You were pumping your arm. You were pumping your fist. You were so excited.
I was doing that because I laugh at how disgusted you are when you're wrapping up all your stuff.
Mopey and Mapes next. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.
Flip me over, Mike.